Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Always fun. 520, Giver, Pete, and Flounder. And our 5 o'clock hour, Lee Brand Jewelers, where luxury jewelry and watches are affordable. Drop by their store in Sandy Springs or visit LeeBrandt.com. And now, 520, holy crap, it's sports with Pete Davis!
Your first-place Braves completed the sweep of the Marlins last night, although it took a little longer than usual. Reynaldo Lopez should have gotten the win after another outstanding effort, but Raisel Iglesias blew the save in the ninth, but then rallied and got out of a huge jam to keep the game tied at three, mainly because of great defensive plays from Orlando Arcia and this gem from Austin Riley.
0-1 from A.J. Ground ball out to third. Riley's got it from his knees to the plate. They have got him! My goodness, what a play! Austin Riley to his left with the infield in on a knee gloved. It spun and threw to the plate from his knees. And Darno hung in there with a runner Gordon bearing down on him, and he held on to the baseball. That's a huge second out.
Damn, I missed it. I watched the game, and they were going to win. It was all over, and Lopez was doing great. I said, well, I got some problems. I started working on birthdays and history for today's show. And I turned it out, and I didn't watch the end of the game. Like, idiot. Sorry.
Michael Harris the second, then strode to the plate in the bottom of the 10th.
And the 0-1 pitch on the way from Scott to Harris. Swung on to the fly ball, deep left center field, heading towards the gap. That is down for a base hit. Acuna hits the bag at third. Here he comes. Michael Harris taking no prisoners. Braves win it in the bottom of the 10th. 4-3. It's a sweep. And the Braves have won 9 of their last 10 as they mob Michael Harris on the infield.
De Cuello, no prisoners. That's right, baby.
I love it.
The Guardians now come in for a three-game weekend series in Truist Park starting tomorrow night. Braves are off tonight. Cleveland off to as hot a start as the Bravos almost. The former Indians are now 17-7. The Braves are 17-6. 3-0 lefty Logan Allen for Cleveland tomorrow. The 2-1 Chris Sale for Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Infielder David Fletcher sent down to Gwinnett to make room on the roster for Ozzie Albies. The Braves are now 3-game up. That's the largest lead in the majors right now. 3 up on the Phillies.
Outstanding.
Yeah. On this day, April 25th, 2018, Ronald Acuna Jr. made his major league debut, recorded his first hit in the eighth inning against the Reds. Acuna scored the winning run in a 5-4 Atlanta win.
Outstanding.
And the NFL draft is tonight, somewhere in Detroit at this very moment. Yep. Mel Kiper Jr. is badgering some Perkins waitress for another slice of pumpkin pie with Cool Whip on top. Falcons still hold the number 8 overall pick. Likely going defense, but hey, it's the Falcons. And by the way, there is more than one rumor going around from legitimate sources. The Falcons are looking to trade it.
Trade down.
So, yeah.
I haven't heard anything about trading up, have you?
No, unless they wanted to get a court. Well, now they probably would have if they didn't sign Cousins.
Cousins, they would have,
Right. SaturdayDownSouth.com predicts the Falcons will trade their pick to the Broncos. Denver will then choose Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. The Falcons slide down to number 12 and also go for Alabama edge rusher Dallas Turner because he supposedly would still be there.
Yeah, so but they'd have to go offer more than just going to number 12. They'd have to offer a second-round pick and something to go along with that, maybe next year, too. And again, mentioned earlier, next year could be a problem because we may lose a pick. So.
Yeah, they need to find another pick before next year because they may lose at least one, maybe more. Who knows? Yeah. Caleb Williams is expected to be a lock as number one pick for the Bears. BetMGM says he's priced at -10,000 to be the number one overall pick. What that means is if you want to win $100, you have to bet $10,000.
Well, that really doesn't make a lot of sense.
I think I'm going to drive up to Murphy, yeah. North Carolina, as soon as I'm off the air.
Where's the nearest casino? Come on.
Place that baby bet. That's 40 minutes away, baby. Georgia has a new transfer quarterback. Jaden Rashada is coming in the portal. The California kid signed with Florida at first but did not enroll after a reported massive NIL deal fell through. The NCAA investigated that. Rashada landed at Arizona State.
Wait a minute.
Played three games, so now he's a redshirt for the season. Rashada went 44 of 82 passing for 485 yards, four touchdowns, and three interceptions for the Sun Devils.
Huh.
So, big Sun Devil fan, I'm sure you are.
Well, I was here when Frank Cush was the coach when I was here.
And he was a coach, but a mean SOB.
He was a nasty guy. Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. The traditional Army-Navy game will not figure into who gets into the college football playoff, because the selection day is 6 days before the game is played. They didn't want to move the date of the game, so if it either Army or Navy gets in or both, the big game will not be considered in the choosing, so they'll get in or get out before that happens.
Okey-dokey, I guess.
Well, it's Thursday, so here's today's idea for a new stadium in Chicago. Baseball or football, take your pick. The Bears unveiled a nearly $5 billion proposal for a dome stadium next door to the current home at Soldier Field. It would transform the city's lakefront. And guess who they're asking to pay for it?
Us. American taxpayers.
The taxpayers of Chicago, the four that are still left. The city of Chicago is degrading into a massive vortex of violent wokeness. Not enough money to pay police or fix infrastructure. But yeah, let's ask the public for $5 billion for a new football stadium. The artist rendering of what would happen to Soldier Field does look cool, though. They're going to keep the famous columns, which is nice, the colonnade and all that.
Yeah.
They're going to have like three smaller football fields and two baseball diamonds kind of facing each other to fill the green space where the old stadium would have been. So it looks cool if they ever built.
Yeah, but that, you know, that piece of property and the lakefront and that whole, I mean, that's a major. And by the way, just quickly, and we've been talking about it in the news, they just had public hearings the other night in Chicago where all the poor black residents are saying, wait a minute, you're spending $70 million to help the illegal immigrants come in and get free homes and board and credit cards, and we get nothing? I mean, the citizens of Chicago are up to here with all the federal immigration stuff and federal money, tax money. I can't believe they're going to go for a $5 billion stadium for the super rich to go to ball games on the lakefront.
You kind of get what you vote for, don't you?
That's right. You know? You freaking idiots. Keep voting for these people.
Yeah. Cubs reliever Luke Little said he had to change his glove before he entered last night's win over the Astros.
I saw that.
He had an American flag patch on his glove. The left-hander went through the usual check by the umpires, and they said you got to swap it out. The issue was the flag on his glove, said Cubs manager Craig Counsell. Pitcher's gloves, pretty strict about not having any white on them. So apparently the flag could be a distraction to the hitter because of the stripes.
Yeah.
So Little went to the mound to warm up. A clubhouse boy had to go to the locker and find a replacement, which was brand new. So basically, because I had to beat it a little bit and try to get it flexed out, of all the things to do is breaking in a glove during a game.
On the mound in front of a pitcher.
Yeah.
Wow. And I can see the point of the white on the glove, you know, would distract where the balls
come
out.
It's little,
though. Yeah, I know, I agree. But, you know.
It's little.
I agree.
The 23-year-old North Carolina native said he's been using the same glove since Class A ball. He faced the two batters, got him out. Following the win, he posted, "Proud to be an American. Go Cubs, go." And then he put a flag emoji and a gif of wrestler Hulk Hogan playing a guitar in front of a giant American flag.
Well, there you go. Good for him. Yeah, absolutely.
And what does MLB have against gay umpires?
Well,
maybe something, maybe nothing. You be the judge. A fired minor league umpire is suing Major League Baseball, claiming he was sexually harassed by a female ump and discriminated against because he is male and bisexual.
Oh, God.
Brandon Cooper, he worked in the minor league Arizona Complex League last year, has filed suit in federal court in Manhattan. To date, there's never been a woman who has worked a regular season game played in the majors. Most umpires are still Caucasian men. So to try and fix this gender and racial diversity issues, they have implemented an illegal diversity quota saying women have to be promoted regardless of merit, according to the lawsuit. Saying he attended umpire training camps a couple years ago, was told by the former umpire Ed Rapuano, now the umpire evaluator, that MLB had to include at least two women among the 10 hires. So two of the 10 had to be women, no matter how good or bad they were. Women and minority candidates have to be hired first. He alleges fellow umpire Gina Quartararo, now in the Florida State League, learned that Cooper was bi and derided him with homophobic slurs and crude remarks. This is a woman doing it to him, okay? It's not a guy. Billy Beane, it's MLB's senior VP of diversity, equity, and inclusion, met with Cooper and told the umpire that the woman claimed she was the victim because she's the only female umpire in the ACL. Cooper said he told Beane there was video evidence of her jumping him and deriding him, which included physical stuff, but he was fired in October, not her.
I don't get any of this. Are you serious that they are going to have a program where they are demanding that they are forced to hire two women umpires no matter what?
How bad did they are. Didn't earn it. DEI, didn't earn it, is what it stands for. To quote the pig, George Orwell's Animal Farm, we are all equal, but some are more equal than others. So right now, women are ahead of gay men or bi men, if they're white.
This is just amazing. How could people stand for this?
I got to tell you, we've come a long way since 1989. I was at WRAS Georgia State. I interviewed former umpire Dave Pallone, had just written a book saying he was fired by baseball for being gay. Maybe MLB hasn't come so far yet on that. But he had some juicy stories, by the way. And to his credit, he would not name names.
Yeah.
But he said there were some big stars that he had affairs with.
Really? Guy stars?
At the time.
Yeah.
And our guy who did the front desk at RAS says, hey, can you give him my number? And
I said, oh, hey.
I said, I'm not your pimp, Tom. You give him your number.
He's right here.
Yeah, he's right there.
Oh,
you talk to him.
Mercy.
Oh, by the way, here's Nate's joke. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready for Nate's joke. Yeah.
Kid said, Daddy, remember how you always used to worry that I'd break the window when I played baseball in the backyard?
Played baseball.
Yes, son, I remember. Well, you can stop worrying now.
Hey, ho.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.